Peterson was talking about, now's the time for the big playmakers, the big plays in the playoffs. Just kind of a mixed bag for you this season. How anxious you are to get on the stage?
I'm just ready to go. You know, games like this, you know, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. And these are games that, you know, I mostly show up in, you know, when everything's on the line and, you know, great preparation all week and, you know, it's a win to go home, so.
How you feeling? I mean, just talk about against this team, just exactly what happened on the play. I mean, then you go back in the game for a little bit, mm-hmm. and then you come back to practice, and then on the practice, just kind of, can you kind of go through that experience?
I'm fine. You know, it was just I had a little minor headaches, but it was nothing big. Coach was going to rest me anyway, so I had a good time to rest and recover and be fresh for this game, and that was the game plan.
Was it a little scary, though, you know, having a concussion? You know,
I wouldn't say it. I mean, I didn't look at it like that because I didn't feel as bad as other people felt when they had a concussion. So I just felt, you know, a little tired, and that was my main purpose, to get some rest. It wasn't no dizziness or balance problem or vomiting, none of that stuff. It was just mainly just fatigue from working, that's all.
You look forward to looking up Mr. Landry on the field?
I'm just going to go out there and play football. You know, where he was at, you know, I'm sure we'll meet up, but, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win, and all two phases, blocking and catching the ball and making plays. So.
When he hit you, did it feel like, where'd that come from? I mean, you're already on the ground. The play seemed over.
Really, you know, he was just playing football. You know, I talked to him after the game, and uh-huh. it wasn't no dirty hit or nothing like that. It was just I was going down, and he was going down. So, but, you know, it's football. You know, things like that happen. It wasn't a vicious, bad hit. I remember everything, and it was just he was just playing football.
Dwayne, there's 8 guys on this team who've kind of been through this together since way back when, you and Derek and Tamba and, you know, Jamal. Mm-hmm. What does this getting back to the playoffs, putting in the past, can you just talk about what this season has meant to this group of guys especially?
It's definitely been it's been challenging. And knowing that we're a family now and, you know, we're clicking on all 3 phases, it feels good to be back. And the guys that have been here before know what it takes to win now, and it takes a loss or, you know, things like that to happen for you to know where you need to go. And we've been having great preparation all week, and we know this team. You know, we played them a few weeks ago, so guys know what to do. We know what to look for going into this game.
Is there a little bond, though, between the old-timers here, Johnson and you? You know, I mean, is there a little bit of even a greater sense of satisfaction compared to the guys who kind of just got on the bus this year?
You know, it feels good for the guys that have been through it and been here together before. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. We know what it takes, so we got to get the younger guys on the train to know that every play counts and that you got to be on board. And guys are on board right now.
When this team plays well on the road this year, what does Andy do maybe differently than some of the other coaches you've had? Just that mentality when you guys go on the road, worked out well this year. 2 losses and all last week was.
I think that the preparation, you know, going into road games, guys know that everybody's against us, the crowd, and he puts us in those situations during practice with the loud music and the hurry-up offense and things like that. And that's one thing that we got better on during this season than we did before going into the playoffs. And I figure that's what's going to take guys over the next level to be able to win the game.
So was the approach during the week?
Exactly.
With Andy, the previous coaches, as far as what you're doing well on the road?
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe Andy and what he has brought this season?
Great guy. His preparations, first of all, he gets guys ready to go, amped up. He's motivational. And guys want to play for somebody like that. And the younger guys are on board. The older guys know what it takes to go on the road to get a win. And that's what we're here to do. We're just here to keep that family pride going and just ride the train.
What was his, when he first showed up, what was his message to you guys? Like, what did he preach from day one? That this day was possible?
Oh, definitely. From day one, he was like, get ready for the playoffs and ultimately get ready to win the Super Bowl. And he's not let off that pedal, and the guy's been riding it. So that's one thing that got guys motivated from day one, that we would be in the big dance like this and be able to play in these big-time games.
Dwayne, your role this year, I mean, it's kind of been Jamal's get ball. just talk about adjusting to to being a blocker and kind of setting up things for him this season? How have you been able to handle that role as opposed to you being the big play guy?
You know, everybody has their year when they're that guy, and I'm just proud to be a part of a team that we have a lot of guys that's playing the role that I had previous in my career. Mm-hmm. You know, being all around receiver on all both ends, blocking and receiving, and just to see those guys, you know, prosper. You know, I feel good, and I'm happy to be his teammate.
Are you guys aware of how long it's been since the Chiefs won a playoff game?
I want to say, I think I heard it was 30 years or something like that. I mean, I don't know. I'm joking. But, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, right now we have a good staff and great quarterback and guys that's playing as a family right now. So I think we erased that pretty quick, that memory.
At the beginning of the season, you obviously got the improvement from last year. But are you and some of the other veterans surprised at just what a huge improvement it's been this year? Did you think it was possible?
I thought it was. We always had great players, but we just needed a staff that know how to handle guys that at this stature. And, you know, we unfortunately had a chance to work with Andy and John Dorsey, and those guys know what they're doing on this side of the football, and it's been paying off.
The way you felt last New Year's Day and the way you feel this one, is it a night and day difference? I mean, the despair and frustration of what happened last year to now?
You could say that, but, you know, things happen for a reason for you to know. You know, it either make you stronger or to break you. And, you know, everything that we've been through made us stronger to get to this point. And you just got to be grateful for what happens and move forward. And, you know, around this time last year, you know, a lot of people were sad, but, you know, everybody's feeling good right now. And you got to go through those kind of things sometimes.
Last one.
So, outside of the concussion, physically, you know, how many just nicks and things have you been playing with this year? I mean, you feel like you've still got the same explosiveness you showed in 2010?
I still got it, and I'm showing it each and every day in practice. The coaches know I got it, and I'm setting up a lot of great things for the offense, and you see what we're doing right now.
Have you been playing through stuff?
Everybody plays through nicks and knacks, but you got to be strong-minded and mentally tough to keep going, and that's what this team has.